Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm good, Ray. I'm good.
So two things. First of all, I want to thank you guys for saving money because I got the Godfather ticket.
Oh, you're going to see the Godfather? What is that, with the Symphony Orchestra deal? Is that what it is?
Yes. Good yes, I'm very excited. Taking my mom, so I'm really excited about that. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the judge, you know, them walking him.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to do something because it's unfair that these pitchers don't want to challenge him, and it's unfair to him, you know, that, you know, he's trying to break a record and whatnot, but there needs to be some kind of penalties there. Like, you know, I get it that you can walk a guy and he takes a base, but let's say you walk him twice or even three times in one game, then let him take a second base because it is getting ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a question. So let's say that they pitch to him, but they basically pitch around him where they're giving him nothing to hit. Yeah, you got to give him a penalty for that?
Well, yeah, you see, you got to, I mean, I guess they would have to sit down and kind of structure it a little better, you know, but I think it's just unfair, man, that, you know, you keep walking this guy, you know, you're going to walk this guy every time he's at bat. I want to watch a game, and I want to see somebody challenge this guy. Mm. You know, there have been pitchers out there where they've struck him out, you know, and, you know, just challenge the guy, man. You know, you're in the major leagues. This is major leagues baseball, man. You're supposed to be the best of the best, you know. So let's put the best against the best. Let's challenge the guy, you know. Give him a chance, man.
Well, look, I get what you're saying, okay? But this is baseball. I mean, this is part of the game. I mean, intentional walks are part of the game. And like you said, what are you going to say? So if I give him an intentional walk and I put up four fingers and don't pitch to him and walk him, you got to penalize the team for that? And like I said, how many times? I was stunned when I heard yesterday watching the Yankee game that he's only been intentionally walked 12 times all year. I thought, are you kidding? 12? I figured it was about 30. But how many times has he been intentionally walked where, you know, they didn't necessarily intentionally walk them? They pitched to him, but they didn't give him anything to hit. So how are you going to, quantify that? Look, even with that said, even with what you're saying, okay, he still has 41 homers. He still has, I think, 104 RBIs. He still has an OPS of through the moon, and he's still batting about .320. So, you know, even with that, you know, he's still having a monster year. But he has become an iconic player. He has become one of the all-time great Yankees. One thing I will say about that, right? You know, the one thing about Judge, you know, all the great Yankees, except for Don Mattingly, unfortunately. I love Mattingly. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Keith Hernandez and Mattingly should go into the Hall of Fame together. They should go into the together because they were contemporaries in the 80s and they were both tremendous first basemen. And they should both the Hall of Famers. Mattingly was the best player in baseball for about 5 years. And Hernandez, to me, it changed everything with the Mets. And he, you know, is probably the greatest defensive first baseman that ever lived. They both should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about it. But the one thing about Judge, as great, and this is not his fault now. I know he hasn't been great in the playoffs either, but still. All the great iconic Yankees won multiple championships, whether it was Babe, whether it was Gehrig, whether it was Joe D, whether it was Mickey, whether it was Yogi, whether it was Jeter. They all won, you know, multiple world championships. Judge needs to get one. Even if it's only one, Judge needs to get one, you know, because that's the one thing, as great as he is, at number 99 is going to be retired. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. You know, he's going to go on skates into the Hall of Fame. But that's the one thing that, you know, as good as, because he's better than Mattingly. I mean, as great as Don was, the Judge is better. All right, let's be honest about it. You'd like to see them, and not that I really want to see the Yankees win another one, but, you know, as far as Judge now, you'd like to see the Judge get a championship. You really would, to kind of stamp him with all those other great Yankees, because to me, that's the next guy. Those are the iconic Yankees that I lined up for you. Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle, Yogi, and Jeter. And Judge is the next guy in that line. And you'd really, really like to see him win at least one world championship.